Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Rumour has it that Nicki Minaj is collaborating with Adele on an upcoming single. She said this in an interview with ET at the launch of her new fashion line.
Yes and yes, yes and yes.
Woohoo!
But Adele made me swear to secrecy that I'm not allowed to tell anyone that I'm working with her, and we already shot a video and it's an epic song.
She has since taken back the claims by posting on Twitter to fans that she was clearly being sarcastic. Well, we're hoping that this still happens because it's no secret that Adele is a huge Minaj fan. Remember when she busted out Monster on James Corden's carpool karaoke?
All up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't noticing my money. It's so really, I don't give a get Barbie. Nicki, she's fake. Gianna Duckett while I fucking eat cheesecake. And I'll say, ride the Chucky is child's play. Just killed another career.
Is that Adele?
Yeah, that's Adele doing a Nicki Minaj impersonation spot on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Australia pop star Jessica Mowboy and her boyfriend of 10 years, oh man,
Emily Magripolis,
thank you, are officially engaged, and she's finally given us a glimpse of the ring. Her fiancé announced the news last month, and Jess finally posted about it saying, "The love of my life proposed to me in his family's hometown of
Kalymnos
in Greece at the beach at sunset. We are so happy. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with my best friend. Thank you for all the love."
Oh, congrats, Jess. Now, Taylor Swift has starred on her favourite corner of the internet, NPR's Tiny Desk, where NPR Music invites artists to perform in their tiny office. Swiftie acoustically performed four of her favourite songs to 300 staff and fans, including The Man, Lover, Death by a Thousand Cats, and All Too Well.
Take me out, take me home. You're my lover.
Wondered if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. If I was a man.
Actually watched the video of this, and it's amazing. I love Taylor Swift doing acoustic stuff.
Now, Elton John has told Jimmy Kimmel that he once let Stevie Wonder ride his snowmobile.
I was at the Caribou Ranch in Netherlands, and I was recording, and Stevie wanted to go out on a snowmobile by himself, and we thought, okay, that's another rival gone.
And Greece is still definitely the word. According to TV Line, the beloved musical is being turned into a TV series at HBO Max. It's inspired by the 1978 movie, starring, of course, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. It's called Greece, Ride L High, and will be set in the 50s, just like the movie, where the Pink Ladies and the T-Birds still ruled the school. The series is expected to debut in 2020.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.